Good morning, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano for December 3rd, 2012. It's actually a beautiful Monday morning. The sun is shining and it's actually quite mild. It's about 4 or 5 degrees at this point, maybe a little bit less than that, as we're supposed to have a high of 5 today. Beautiful day. And I dropped off my daughter a few minutes ago, and I'm trying to slowly make my way home, which is not easy because the street this morning is covered in a thin sheet of black ice, and it's basically an exercise in biomechanics trying to walk on this stuff. Every time I put my foot down, it actually moves either to the left or to the right, or forwards or backwards from my relative position. And it's crazy. It's crazy how dangerous this is. I'm walking on some small pine needles now. They seem to help. But otherwise, a very difficult walk. Oh, beautiful day. The moon is out. Yeah. It's out over the western side of the sky, having traversed the sky during the night. No birds singing this morning, nothing here. It's just a very, very still, very icy morning. Things went much better this morning with my daughter. I wasn't sure how well it was going to start, but it was okay. It was all right. She went to school with a smile on her face, and with a little skip in her step. Well, as much as you can skip on black ice, of course. Wow. No, this is very dangerous. So today is the 20th anniversary of the text message, and they were talking to a fellow in Montreal who supposedly worked on the project to implement texting. At that time, I think it was called SMS, a simple messaging service. And he was relating how the very first text message read, "Merry Christmas." Yeah, that was interesting. 20 years ago. And boy, some 13 billion text messages have gone out since then. Don't ask me how they calculate that. Ah, okay, I'm rounding the last corner onto my street here. And slowly walking, slowly trying to get home. Wow, this is treacherous walking here. And I'm walking with my relatively new walking shoes, my famous Merrells I bought way back in the spring. Oh, here comes one of my neighbors trying to back out of his driveway.
Viens-t'en, ça glisse.
Well, there you go. You got to hear a little bit of my French. I was just, my neighbor who lives probably four or five houses down. I guess you really can't call him my neighbor, my street neighbor, I guess. He was backing out of the driveway and he saw me walking, but of course, because I was walking so slowly, it was taking me forever. And I kind of waved him, okay, you can back up. But he mistook that as my wanting to talk to him. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So he lowered the window, and I was just telling him, no, it's okay, you can back up. I was just walking slowly. Anyhow, so I'm safely sitting on my couch now and contemplating my day. And, so what I'm going to do today to celebrate the 20 years of texting is text somebody. I don't know who. I might text my sister, maybe, because it is her birthday today, so Maybe I'll wish her a happy text birthday. There we go. Maybe that's what I'll do. I don't know. I'm going to call her later too. And just to finish off this little audio boo for December, I think this is actually my first audio boo of December. And wow, it felt it literally feels like a week ago that we got out of October and the whole October Music Festival. And that was a whole month ago. And now we're basically looking at the last month of the year, and for many, many people, the last month ever, if you believe all the theories about the end of the world and the Mayan calendar. I don't. And the reason why I don't is because it's clearly written in a very important document. In fact, it's on my credit card. My credit card expiry date is in 2013 or 2015 or something. I don't know. Anyway, so, I mean, obviously the world won't end on 2012. Otherwise, all our credit cards would have December 22nd, 2012 as the expiry date. Obviously, not just for the credit card, for everything. But it's not going to happen. They've been calling for the end of the world, well, since the beginning of the world. So, that's a really bad predictive algorithm, I would say. No, what I wanted to leave these audio boo on is I had found on, well, the equivalent of Craigslist, a bass guitar. Now, it was made by a company called Red Fox, which, I don't know, it's some unknown name. And I looked up a few reviews, and a couple of people said, well, they don't make bad bodies, but the electronics are really bad. So I said, okay, you know what, this guy's going to sell it to me for $50, and then for maybe a couple of hundred, I can throw in some nice pickups, maybe change the tuning machines on the headstock and a few other things. And, you know, maybe I could put together a Franken bass. And so I tried going to a guy's house yesterday. He wasn't home. And then as a lark, I was at my mom's last night. As a lark, I thought I'd bring up the ad again on this Craigslist. And the little bugger, he went from $50 to $150, figuring that when I get there, he's going to say, no, it's $150, it's on the ad. And anyway, so I'm just going to forget about it. I'm not even going to bother phoning him back or emailing him. No, not if he's going to pull a stunt like that. No way. So, no, I'm going to look at maybe buying a Fender. The famous Fender guitar and bass company makes a line called a Squire, which is a sort of a cheaper Chinese version of their American-made, supposedly American-made guitars. And I may just pick up a Fender Squire Affinity Jazz Bass. I'm going to see. A couple of my friends who are bass players have told me they're not bad machines. You know, for somebody starting off, it's fine. And then later on, if you want, you can upgrade the bridge, upgrade the electronics, the pickups, and it makes for a decent instrument. So I might do that later on, probably in January for my birthday. I might buy myself the bass, like I said originally in another audio boo. But I'm always looking for bargains and ways of, you know, spending a little bit less money, but I can't seem to find a Squire bass for less than what they go retail, so in the used market, imagine. So I'm not going to bother. Obviously, they have good resale value, so I suppose it's a good enough machine for me. All right, that's it for me. I will bid you all a wonderful day, and stay good. I hope you have peace wherever you are. Bye-bye.